In testimony before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, the former head of FEMA, Michael Brown, took issue with Bush administration officials who argue they did not know the full extent of the severity of Hurricane Katrina until a day after the August 29th storm struck. He said on the eve of the hurricane, he held a video conference call with administration officials, including President Bush, in which he warned that a disaster was imminent and the government should be prepared to respond.
I didn't want to hear anybody say that we couldn't do anything, to do everything they humanly could to respond to this, because I knew in my gut, Senator, this was the bad one.
But at the White House, spokesman Scott McClellan disputed Brown's testimony, saying there were conflicting reports in the initial aftermath of the hurricane about the severity of the storm. In his testimony, Brown called on Congress to remove FEMA from the Department of Homeland Security, which he argued is more focused on preventing terrorist attacks than responding to natural disasters, and to keep it as an independent agency.
And the policies and the decisions that were implemented by DHS put FEMA on a path to failure.
Under questioning from Senator Mark Pryor, an Arkansas Democrat, Brown, who was forced to resign 2 weeks after the disaster, said he feels he has been forced to take the blame for the poor response to Katrina.
Do you feel like you've been sort of set up to be the scapegoat, to the fall guy?
Yes, sir. I can't lie to you, but yeah, I feel that way.
You feel like the administration sent that to you?
I certainly feel somewhat abandoned.
Hurricane Katrina, which devastated parts of the coast of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, claimed the lives of more than 1,200 people and displaced hundreds of thousands of others. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.